Hello, it's Ben Blake, and this is the Chapter 8 Podcast Pager. Something that I thought was interesting was, like, the total diversity in all the different religions, because of religion, we have, like, different cultures and regions around the world. Another thing that was interesting was that most of the different religions have, like, a sacred building that, like, they either meet in or, like, have... keep it sacred and like really care for it. I believe that if there's no religion, then we'd have like no culture, and if we even had culture, then it would not be diverse at all. And this is like last year in U.S. history when we had to give a presentation about a certain religion, and my book cover would have a bunch of different religious symbols, and they would all be for different religions, and my catchphrase would be, different races have special religious places.
Hello, I'm Ben Blake, and this is the Unit Podcast. My favorite part was learning about cultural diffusion, because there's so many different types and ways they can spread all around the world, and it's just interesting to see all those different ways and what types there were. Part I struggled with is I was wondering why the U.S. doesn't have an official language, because most people speak English, so they could have that as official language, and they could also have other languages like Spanish and like whatever language that they want, but they just choose not to have an official language. The where is the whole world, because the whole world is affected by cultural diffusion and culture and ethnicity and things like that. These chapters all relate because they're all about people's beliefs and traditions. And they get passed down from like generations and generations, and their children teach their children, and it's like part of their culture and stuff. And this is like in class when we learned about the linguists that went to the villages of the endangered languages, and they tried to restore the language and not let it go extinct.